Steve, what have you made of the effort, Bob, coming all the way down from London up to Newcastle here today?
Well, it's a fantastic achievement. The three or four of them that have done various parts of it. I mean, to cycle 525 miles, age 70, and he's not even the oldest one in the group either. I mean, it's an incredible achievement, but it's a special charity, and obviously Bob and his wife unfortunately lost her daughter, age 31, so they took it upon themselves to start the Willow Foundation, which provides the special days for seriously ill 16 to 40 year olds in the UK, and it's going fantastically well. 12 years the charity's been going, and I'm sure this ride will have raised a lot of money, and you can see the emotion on his face at the end there, the three riders together and Bob's wife. I mean, it's gone fantastically well according to plan, and you can just see how much it means to them at the end there with the emotions that were running around.
As a goalie yourself, and obviously Bob is a big goalie, is that something you look to do when you turn?
Well, I like cycling. I cycle in the off season to keep myself fit. It's fantastic. You know, low impact on your bones, but still, I mean, to spend that much time in the saddle, just, he made a couple of jokes there about what he's been using to prevent any soreness in any particular areas, but I would certainly like to do that. I know Alan did the Football Grounds Challenge for Sport Relief as well, and it's important as players that we do put things back charity-wise, and I know a lot of the lads do that, so. But for Bob to do that sort of mileage, age 70, it really is a fantastic achievement.
I can imagine at this time of year he's been fairly lucky, touch wood so far with the weather, but I mean, if it was, you know, any other sort of weather conditions, it would be made even harder.
Well, it would be made even tougher. He just mentioned there, coming over the Pennines the last couple of days was really, really tough, but fortunately had the sun on his back rather than any sleet or, you know, driving rain in your face. But just because the weather's nice doesn't take away what a fantastic achievement it is to complete that ride.
Yeah, and can I just ask you as well, how are things with you at the minute, your knee and everything?
Yeah, good. I'm back in training on Tuesday and training Friday, Saturday, so back involved at the weekend.
Oh, fantastic. And are you sort of looking forward to a high end to the season?
Yeah, it's important we finish well. We're virtually safe, we're not there yet, so we've got four games left. It gives the manager an opportunity to look at a few players and start thinking towards next season.
Tim was fantastic again in Blackpool, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's done well in the two games he's been in. And, you know, speaking to the manager, I think the manager might well want to leave him in and have a look at him, and I've got no problems with that. He deserves it. He's done well in the two games.
Yeah, and just finally, a bit of a zany one, but will you be watching the Royal Wedding tomorrow?
My daughter wants to watch it. I offered her the chance to go to the cinema and get away from it, but she's five and she wants to watch the Royal Wedding, so there's every chance I will have to watch it at some point. Yeah.
I have to put up with it. Fantastic. Right. Cheers, Steve.